order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
It's time for the annual 4th of July picnic at Parrish Park in Johnstown. Join Eric Cederstrom, Joe Jaquin, Michael Corbin, Danette Golden, Randy Yarbrough, Don and Sharon Wiedemann, and all of your other favorite talk show personalities and advertisers for an old-fashioned 4th of July. Avi Lipkin will be the guest speaker, and there will be music, talk, and much more. Daddy's Dogs will be cooking up the best dogs and burgers in town. $5 per person gets you a great lunch. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information.
And back here at the American Freedom Network. And this morning, we're privileged to have with us Senator Nancy Schaefer. Senator Schaefer, I knew her when she was a talk show host and wrote a newsletter, and now she became a state senator and is leading the battle in her state for immigration reform. And the difficulty is that the federal government has no intention of enforcing our laws. The federal government and the Bush administration, but certainly the Clinton administration before them and then the previous administrations, have steadfastly refused to enforce the laws that they are constitutionally required to uphold because, of course, the leaders of successive administrations have a different worldview. They're globalists. They want to unite America with the other nations to do away with our national sovereignty, which is why we haven't guarded our border. We have a catch-and-release program. We offer all sorts of benefits to the people who come into this country illegally. We do not try to stop the employers from hiring them. In fact, a total dereliction of responsibility. And so if the federal government will not enforce our immigration laws, then what are we going to do? Well, we can have the state enforce the immigration laws, and that's what Senator Schaefer is doing. And she has legislation enacted in her state to try to address this issue, and we need to take away from the federal government the responsibility for doing what's right and do it at the state level. And I congratulate Nancy for doing that. Hi, Nancy. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Montes. It's a joy to be with you again.
Well, why don't you bring us up to date on what's happening in your state and what you want to happen there?
Well, last year in our General Assembly, we did pass a very strong illegal immigration policy, and it goes into effect beginning this month. In July, and it was probably the strongest piece of legislation statewide across the country. It did as much as we could possibly get passed at the time. We would like for it to have been even stronger, but you know, you try to get the ball rolling and then you try to add to it as much as you possibly can. But certainly it's going to deal with employers. It's making it a little bit harder on illegal immigrants to get driver's license and get the privileges that they were once enjoying in the state of Georgia. And we are already seeing some effects that many are moving out or moving back to Mexico. We're not sure which direction they're going in. But they're, of course, very unhappy over this bill. We were very pleased that we could get past what we got passed, and other states have picked up on that legislation and are also introducing the same bills in their own states. So we are grateful for that.
Well, of course, you can't guard the border because you don't have order to guard. But what sort of restrictions are you going to put on employers, and how will that be enforced?
Well, many restrictions are being passed in this immigration law in Georgia. The bill requires public employers and contractors doing business with illegal immigrants to use a federal work authorization program to verify that all of their new hires are in the country lawfully. Now, what is important, Dr. Montes, is that this is enforced.
Right, no question at all.
It has to be enforced, of course, or we will not get anywhere. And we will, starting this month, begin verifying that anyone over the age of 18 who is receiving benefits in the country legally will have to report all of that to the officers in Georgia to get any kind of immigration training for that. So everyone who is in the state over the age of 18 who is receiving any benefits is going. All of this is going to have to be verified by the state.
In other words, they're going to have to be verified that they're here legally.
Beg your pardon?
You're going to have to verify that they are here legally.
That's exactly right. Anyone that's arrested for a felony, for a DUI, is going to have their immigration verified.
And, of course, these are the things that have been restricted in other states. We've actually done everything we could to encourage illegal immigration, which doesn't really make sense. Well, I certainly, did you have a lot of opposition when you tried to get the legislation through?
I couldn't understand you.
Oh,
then.
Did you have a lot of opposition when you tried to get
Yes, we did have a lot of opposition on Dr. Monteith. It was a very stressful day. We had the Capitol was full of illegal immigrants. They were screaming and yelling that we are human too. They were demanding their human rights, and we even had some of our names and addresses put in the paper so that illegal immigrants would know where we lived as we were dealing with the legislation and trying to get it passed.
Well, you know, Chris, to do things of this sort shows that really their desperation.
Yes.
Because they know that the vast majority of the people want to maintain our sovereignty and did not want amnesty and want to control illegal immigration. It's not a matter that these people aren't human, too. This is an attack on America. And there's no way we can survive with countless millions of people coming in and getting benefits and lowering the wage standards in America and bankrupting our health care system.
Absolutely.
So now what's going to be done as far as the free hospital care, free medical care that immigrants have been getting?
Well, that definitely is going to have to be dealt with, and I think every state is going to have to deal with this. I just cannot begin to tell you the letters that I receive from people in my own area here who write to me and say, my husband and I work two jobs a day, they'll say, two jobs each, and I work in a medical facility, and I am dealing with illegal immigrants and giving away to them the very thing that I can't get for my family and for myself, and I'm an American, and I speak English.
We'll be right back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
It's time for the annual 4th of July picnic at Parrish Park in Johnstown. Join Eric Stederson, Joe Jaquin, Michael Corbin, Danette Golden, Randy Yarborough, Don and Sharon Wiedemann, and all of your other favorite talk show personalities and advertisers for an old-fashioned 4th of July. Avi Lipkin will be the guest speaker, and there will be music, talk, and much more. Daddy's Dogs will be cooking up the best dogs and burgers in town. $5 per person gets you a great lunch. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan, and Senator Schaefer was saying that she was getting letters from her constituents saying that, you know, they were providing medical care for, you know, for the illegal immigrants that she couldn't afford for her own family. Is that basically what you were saying?
Yes, Dr. Monteith, that they give away free to these illegal immigrants and their, you know, 6 or 8 or 10 children the very thing that they cannot have themselves, and they are Americans and they speak English. And they're working 2 jobs each now, a man and his wife, and still cannot educate their children the way they want to. It concerns me about jobs and our middle-class Americans, doesn't it, you, Dr. Monteith?
Absolutely. In fact, I think there's an organized effort to destroy the middle class and to impoverish our people. There's no other logical explanation.
No, when I think of the NAFTA fast-track corridor, you know, coming straight up through the middle of our country, Texas right on, I'm sure, to Canada. Think of how eminent domain will be used to just move all of those people around and displace them, and how many middle Americans are going to suffer because of this.
I share your concerns. You know, the impact on education. Now, what's going to be done as far as the public schools in your state? Will this influence at all the availability of a free undergraduate education and even college education for people who are in our country illegally?
Well, certainly we want to tighten all of this in health care and education. We even had illegal immigrants getting scholarships to the University of Georgia. And, of course, our schools have already been very much affected. Some schools are in the state of Georgia are 70 to 80% illegal immigrants. And of course, our hospitals are suffering because care is mandated for free to illegal immigrants. And, therefore, many hospitals are operating in the red because of this.
Sure.
So the pressure is on in every direction, and it is just a, it should be a major concern to every American, and I, along with you, I'm sure we're just so grateful when we saw the immigration bill die in the Senate for the second time.
Right. Well, the thing is, we bought ourselves a little bit of time.
That's right.
And we have to utilize that time to educate the public, and we've got to get the public to ask simple questions. Why do successive federal administrations refuse to enforce our laws? Why would they want to bankrupt our local schools and our local hospitals and our local welfare system? Now, in the past, have illegal immigrants been able to get such things as food stamps or subsidized housing in your state?
I'm sure they have had help in that area. Yes, sir. I'm sure that has been granted to them. And of course, we have the airport here, the Atlanta Airport. It's one of the largest and the busiest in the country. And we have drugs pouring in from Mexico coming into the airport and being distributed by illegal immigrants throughout the state. So our drug problem has increased terribly over the last 10 years, especially in the area of meth.
Methamphetamine.
Yes, yes.
Just well, now, Sydney, your impression is the vast number of your constituents, the vast number of people there in Georgia support what you did, didn't they?
Yes, I feel like they did. Now, Dr. Monteith, I introduced in the this last General Assembly Senate Resolution 124 on the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. And it was, you know, I had a difficult time moving it through. I had those that were coming against it along the way. Finally, on the last day, at the last hour, it was brought up to be voted on. And there were a couple of forces active in the Senate chamber that were coming against it. And just prior to our voting on it, the Chamber of Commerce put a letter on every senator's desk, asked them to vote against the resolution, the Security and Prosperity resolution. And so we lost by a couple of votes.
Well, of course, the Chamber of Commerce is going right along with this whole idea of doing away with our sovereignty. And most
Absolutely.
Of these organizations have been infiltrated. I mean, you get people into these organizations so that they can, you know, use the name of a good organization to destroy this country.
That's
this
right.
is what it's all about. It's about, will we be a sovereign nation, or will we simply be incorporated into the North American Union? So, you know, do the senators really understand this? Do you think you might
well,
be able to
you know,
put them
I
around,
think...
or are they just going to bow to the pressure of the people who purport to represent the Chamber of Commerce?
I think they're beginning to understand a little better now. Than they did in the beginning. Last year, I put out a column on the Security and Prosperity Partnership endangers the United States. And I went through in that article the whole process of my having been in Washington a week, studying all the pages on the SPP, and even sharing with my constituents that I, on the last day of that week, I went over to the Capitol and carried to our congressmen information that would make them more knowledgeable of the SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, and on the NAFTA corridor, the superhighway coming up through Mexico all the way to Canada. And I explained to them what the SPP meant and the harmonizing of Canada, the United States, and Mexico, and the partnership that the president had signed with the former president of Mexico and the former prime minister of Canada. And I made that very clear, and I put it out so many people could understand. But you know, Dr. Monteith, much of the information that I carried over to the Capitol to share with our congressmen, they had no idea what I was talking about. Okay. But I carried the names, the written names that the Department of Commerce had put on their website of all of the working committees that were working to promote this union, this North American Union, and I carried their names. And that got some attention, that here were the people actually working on this to promote it, and here are their names, and I handed them to them.
Well, you know, the thing sounds so preposterous. In fact, you know, when you know, you tell people about this, and they say that couldn't be true. I mean,
that's right.
Who would want to destroy America? It is totally illogical. Well, it is illogical from your point of view and from my point of view, but not from the point of view of the globalists, because
no.
they have an entirely different mindset.
Absolutely.
They have a different worldview.
You're exactly right. It is globalism right in front of our faces, and it has it is moving along. It is moving along, and it has support out there. And, you know, even in my own area here, I have about 8 counties in the 50th district. And I have 2 or 3 newspapers that do not even want to print these articles.
Oh, I'm sure, well, because they took over the media a long time ago.
Right. So it's a battle of how you get the information out to your constituents and you let people know what's going on.
Well, that's the beauty of talk radio and, you know, why we do what we do. Now,
oh, absolutely, Dr. Monteith. You're very, very important.
Well, now, do you still have a radio program?
No, I don't have a radio program. I feel like now that I would like to have one running along with my my Senate office, and I have been considering it, but I stay so covered up all the time.
I
do try to get articles out and information out as much as I can and try to get legislation out. And I think more senators in the Georgia State Capitol and more representatives understand the bigger picture now than they did just a year ago, and especially more than they did 2 years ago. So it's taking a while for people to really understand the somewhat victory that we had in defeating the illegal immigration legislation in Washington. Of course, also helped people to become informed and get involved, and I think many more people across the country were involved in that than they've been involved in anything in a long time.
Why?
Don't you?
Apparently they just shut down the switchboard there in Washington. They'd never had a response like that before, and rightfully so. And I think it reflects the work of, you know, people in talk radio and the internet, and people were beginning to get the truth for the first time in a long while.
That's right.
And, Chris, it's all a learning process, and I'm so glad you're there in the Senate and having the opportunity to reach the people who are really going to be able to make a difference. And the trouble is, the average elected representative doesn't understand because the media is controlled, and that's why, you know, in fact, right now, Dianne Feinstein's trying to push through the fairness doctrine, which is to shut down talk radio, because the last thing that Feinstein and her ilk want is for the American people to know about the traitorous activities of people in Washington, D.C., like Dianne Feinstein.
That's right. I agree with you totally as to what she's doing. No question about it. And this feminist movement has been so detrimental to the country and so detrimental to our families.
Amen.
And our families across the United States are suffering terribly now. It concerns me greatly the condition that our families and that our children are in.
Well, you know, we can't solve all the problems at one time, but I share your concern.
Right, and well, we just must get more people educated on this issue, on the North American Union and those in Washington who are globalists, who do not have the same worldview that we have, and we need to let people understand that the federal government really is not interested in upholding the law.
Amen to that. And until people understand, at least this is my opinion, there is a master agenda, and it is a spiritual agenda. There are these people who, of course, have an entirely different attitude because they have this belief in this occult concept of bringing about a world government, a world utopian society. They want to destroy existing Christianity and morality and all the things that it represents, and this idea of this coming world leader. They are, at least many of them know exactly what they're doing. So some of them don't, but there is this fantastic force behind them, this amazing power behind them, and of course the most important thing is they control primarily the major means of distribution. And other than Lou Dobbs out there on the national level, we don't have hardly anybody who's really out there speaking, you know, who has a national audience. In fact, have you had a chance to do much of the way of television down there, or radio programs on other people's radio?
Dr. Monteith, I'm beginning to speak more and more now on this issue. I've been able to get my articles out into more places, and the door is beginning to open now for me to really have an opportunity to speak on the subject in more and more places, and I'm grateful for it.
Well, I am too, because you said that you have the background and the ability to present yourself in a very good manner. Well, we're going to go ahead and open up the lines here for questions in case anybody would like to call in when we get back. Our number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. If you have a question for Senator Schaefer, because this is such an important issue, it could be done there in Colorado where this program is primarily heard. But you've got to get the pressure on your senators to understand that they can begin to stop illegal immigration right in your own state.
Destiny Lending. Angela, how does a first-time home buyer get started?
Get your financing first. Avoid disappointment and surprises. Know how much house you can buy before you even go shopping. With down payment assistance programs of up to $20,000, now is the time to buy a home.
So call Angela Smith of Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. You should call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
It's time for the annual 4th of July picnic at Parrish Park in Johnstown. Join Eric Cederstrom, Joe Jaquin, Michael Corbin, Danette Golden, Randy Yarborough, Don and Sharon Wiedemann, and all of your other favorite talk show personalities and advertisers for an old-fashioned 4th of July. Avi Lipkin will be the guest speaker, and there will be music, talk, and much more. Daddy's Dogs will be cooking up the best dogs and burgers in town. $5 per person gets you a great lunch. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Senator Nancy Schaefer from Georgia. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. And isn't it interesting that when the amnesty bill was defeated, the president said, well, there's just no way we can defend you now. I mean, we can't possibly defend the border without the amnesty bill. And Michael Chertoff is saying, oh, my goodness, there's no way we can defend you. We can't secure the border. We can't get the various registration cards through. We got to have everybody in this country registered now if we're going to defend you from illegal immigration. Mm-hmm. And then about 2 days after that, suddenly over in Great Britain, just within a couple of days of the defeat of the amnesty bill, why their car bombings, or at least the threat of car bombings, a couple of cars filled with gasoline and nails are found parked along the street, but they're found before they go off. Isn't that interesting? Somebody walks by a car and says, gee, I smell gasoline. I'm going to report this to the constabulary. So fortunately, they were able to get both of those bombs. Is the timing interesting, though?
Yes,
timing is everything.
It is very interesting, and I thought it was interesting yesterday what came out about the car bombings in Britain, because they attributed much of their problems because of the lax immigration laws that they've allowed to take place over the last decade.
Right. Well, at least they admitted it. It is the lack of enforcement over here where they're saying, oh, we got to have more power. So if we had the power, then we could secure the border. Well, who do
Absolutely.
We have to call?
Absolutely, Dr. Monteith. The rule of law has got to prevail in this country.
Amen to that. Well,
because we're talking about our sovereignty, our entire Constitution, and our entire future here.
Amen to that. Well, I'm just so pleased that you did get the legislation through. We've got somebody calling in. Who's calling in?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I can hardly hear you, but the reason why I called, Dr. Stan, this is John from Northern Colorado, is that at the beginning of your program you made a statement that our governments do not want to enforce the laws that we have in the books in regards to illegal immigration.
Yes.
And, of course, it's all by design, as you know, and that's because of the fact that our governments have been taken over by a shadow government, a mafia-type shadow government. And what we have, what I'm leading to is what has happened to our governments, they've been taken over by a coup d'etat. And it's up to us, people like you and I, to perform a reverse coup d'etat.
Well, we need to work within the system, as Nancy Schaefer is doing, and to begin to take the power back to the states and the responsibility back to the states. And in the meantime, John, we have to educate the public. Until the public understands what's going on, that there are people in Washington who have a different agenda, nothing's going to happen. Senator Schaefer, how would you respond to what John was saying?
I agree that we have to certainly take a stand and plan ahead and think ahead and work on our agenda to try to protect our sovereignty and protect our freedom as we've always known it. But I agree with you, Dr. Monteith, that we must educate the public. It is extremely critical that we educate everyone across the country as to what is going on. The partnerships that have been signed, the harmonizing of the three countries already taking place, and this corridor coming up through Mexico into Texas and on through Kansas City and into Canada, and what it's there for, to bring goods in from China. People need to understand what is taking place now. The more they understand, the greater our strength becomes.
Yes, I just want to interject, and I'm going to get off the line. Is the lady a senator?
She is a state senator.
Yes, yes, I just want to inform the lady senator that there's just not one corridor in mind. We're talking about more than 80 corridors across the states.
Yes, I'm aware. I think it's about 8 football fields wide, isn't it?
It's going to be something like that, but you're also going to have buffer zones on each side of the corridor. Where you can't, it's going to be a no man's land where you can't even come close to that corridor to
well,
see what's
think,
going on.
John, what we need to do is have you and the other good people there in Colorado get some legislator educated and then have him begin introducing similar legislation in Colorado. It's an educational process, and in the process of getting the state legislation through, You can begin educating your state legislators and then the public at large. And you need articulate spokesmen like Senator Schaefer on television and radio. And, of course, as you discuss this, you get back to this whole idea there are people in Washington, D.C. who do not believe in the sovereignty of our nation. That's the key
right.
to it.
Okay, thank you.
God bless.
Thank you so much for calling.
Do we have another call? Hello?
Dr.
Do we have another
Stan?
Caller? Go
Dr.
ahead.
Stan?
Yes. Hi, Ann. How are you?
This is Maureen in Colorado.
Okay.
I spoke with you earlier in June. I wasn't able to make it to the meeting that you had in Loveland. However, I would like you to know for your encouragement that I am giving out copies of your book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. To me, it is the most astounding book. I've read hundreds of books. It is the most astounding book I have ever read. It really tells us what's behind the awful things that are going on. And for your encouragement, I'd like to say that I am also introducing your book and your message to other talk show hosts in the local area here. And I also would like to thank Senator Nancy Schaefer for doing what she is doing. She is very articulate. She has a lovely voice, and she gives the message that we all want to go out in a very winsome way, as do you. And I don't think it's hyperbole, Dr. Stan. I think you are probably, if it's possible to save America, I truly think you are the savior of America.
Well, I'm not a savior. I'm just a guy concerned, like Senator Schaefer is. She has a nice voice because she used to do talk radio.
But he has been doing some wonderful work, hasn't he? He has. I tell you, it's just astounding because I've said to so many people, you know, he could have enjoyed a very prosperous and comfortable retirement, but instead he's just been absolutely out here writing, broadcasting,
yes,
and doing what he can do, which is marvelous, to save America.
That's right.
And I'll tell you another thing, Dr. Stan, this might interest you. I have convinced my dentist that mercury is not a good thing.
Good
and,
for you.
I've used your materials to do it. First he said, there's nothing wrong with mercury. You've been using it for years. And I said, yes, I know. Look at autism and look at the increase in this, that, and the other thing. And I finally said, you know, when I have that tooth found, I'm going to go to a mercury-free dentist. It'll be you or somebody else. So he said, okay.
I'll learn what the problem is
and how to do it right.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Here, I guess, this morning, Senator Nancy Schaefer. And before we go on, Senator, do you have a web page or anything you'd like to get out?
Yes, I do. It's Senator Nancy Schaefer, .com. Senator Nancy Schaefer, .com.
And what will they find there?
Well, I have several of these articles that are there that have to do with the North American Union. There's a good bit of information there, Dr. Monteith.
All right. So I think it's so important, ladies and gentlemen, and I can assure you Nancy Schaefer's material is good. She's been at this for a long time and very, very knowledgeable, and we're indebted to her for being willing to get there into the state legislature and the state senate and being a voice for reason. Well, we've got Doug calling in. Doug, where are you calling from?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Senator Schaefer, you said a while ago that you had a list that helped you convince the other congressmen or the senators on this fight. And where could I get a list like this or more information that would help me to convince other people?
Well, I introduced a resolution in the Senate. And that must be what you're referring to, because that is what helped them the most in coming to grips with this and help to inform them. I would be more than happy to send you a copy of the resolution.
Oh, great.
It's Senate Resolution 124. Yes, and I would be happy to send that to you. Let me give you my email address.
Okay.
Senator Nancy Schaefer at altel.net.
Okay.
And that's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer.
Yes, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Senator Nancy Schaefer at altel.net. If you'll email me, then I'll have your address and I'll send you a copy of the resolution.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you, Doug, and I hope you can get people there in Colorado. Get some of your elected representatives at the state level, because you want to try to reach the congressman as well, but I mean, for this purpose, let's get the states to begin passing similar resolutions. And so, when does this legislation go into effect there in Georgia? When will they start taking action?
On the illegal immigration policy it starts this month, July.
And so you say some of the illegals are already packed up and getting
going. Yes, some of the illegals are beginning to see that the jobs may not be available, that they're going to have a more difficult time. They're not going to be able to get a driver's license and just drive an automobile without being thoroughly investigated. So all of this is applying some pressure now, and it's important that every state do this.
And, you know, the thing is that all... you can't maybe round up everybody, but what you can do, if they can't work, they're going to go home. I mean,
that's exactly right.
And that, had the federal government enforced their laws about employing illegal immigrants, this would not have been a problem. I mean, there were so many things that could have been done at the federal level. They steadfastly refused to do it because, of course, the federal leaders have a different worldview and a different agenda. Well, now, of course, at the state level, it can be done. That's the beauty of a system such as ours. So, you know, once you begin to dry up the jobs, most of these people are going to leave. But
I agree with you. When you remove the jobs and you remove all the welfare handouts, then many of them will pack up and go back. But, you know, we need to stop and think about who all has come into this country in this 20 million or more illegal immigrants. I'm confident that we have terrorists here in this country because of our lax security on the border.
I am as well. In fact, I believe that they're here waiting for the orders to be given to begin to, you know, a pattern of attacks.
That's right.
They're obviously very well disciplined. They have not taken any action, at least so far. But if they really are coordinated, as has been suggested, then, of course, when the word is given, why, all hell is going to break loose in this country. And there will be a direct result of the treasonous act at the national level, refusal to close our border. And when they say, oh, we just got to get the immigration legislation through so we can close the border, what are they talking about? I mean, certainly the immigration bill has nothing to do with building a wall, and they could have built that wall, and an adequate wall. And they steadfastly refused to do it, even though they authorized the money for it last October, and it's all hypocrisy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The Secure Fence Act was meant nothing. It meant absolutely nothing because we did not follow through with it and did not close or secure any of our borders. And I went down to the border, the Mexican border, from Georgia, just to see for myself what was going on. And Dr. Monteith, illegal immigrants were coming across the border in school buses. So, you know, this is 30 people at a time just riding on one school bus. And then, of course, they have all of their own people in strategic locations to get them through safely and to get them right on into the country and then to get them right on through into another state. And they're very organized, and they use technology to get through.
Well, of course, we're subsidizing it. The federal government's giving money to LULAC and MALDAVE and all of these organizations for illegal immigrants, the federal government, the Ford Foundation. Next time you're looking for a car, remember the Ford Foundation is financing most of the subversive activities. So, and don't think that the Ford family doesn't benefit from that. So here's a way you could express your own thoughts on that. Well, we're just about out of time. Senator Schaefer is there in the Senate of Georgia as a spokesman for sanity in a world gone mad. Nancy, thank you for everything that you do, and we'll be looking forward to having you on our afternoon program. I think it's this Thursday.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith, and God bless you and keep you safe.
Thank you, and you too. Bye-bye.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
CNC Coins in Longmont, we buy and sell rare and collectible coins, gold, silver, and palladium bullion. We stock coin supplies and White's metal detectors. CNC Coin also has quality new and used firearms and shooting supplies for defense, cowboy shooting, and hunting. Special orders and transfers are always welcome. For fair prices on coins, bullion, metal detectors, and firearms, check out CNC Coins at 381 Main in Longmont, 303-774-9661. CNC Coins, Longmont.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and we hope you enjoyed our interview with Nancy Schaefer. And then, of course, we too hope that many of you will give serious consideration to getting our material and helping us to get it out. We certainly believe the Brotherhood of Darkness is an excellent overview of what's going on. You can get it in DVD, you can get it audio tape, you can get it in video, get it in book form, or you can actually get all three of as Brotherhood of Darkness special. And then the new talk, Forbidden Secret. Why is this important? Well, because it's a secret that's been passed down from generation to generation for 5,000 years. Only recently have they felt free to tell everybody what it's about. And that is, of course, that you can contact the other dimension with your mind. Well, Chris, we've always known that. If you have a Ouija board, you can contact the demonic realm. Of course, we're told in the scriptures to avoid the clairvoyance and certainly the astrologers and the fortune tellers and the mediums, because it can open us up to demonic possession. But millions of Christians are following the advice of Rhonda Burns and Oprah Winfrey, have gotten the book, The Secret, or the DVD, The Secret. The book sold almost 4 million copies, and millions of Americans are opened up their minds to demonic possession. You say that's crazy talk. It really is. The trouble is, it's true. That's why you need to get our 4-tape set on The Secret Behind the Secret. That's a 4-tape or 4-CD set. You have to understand that this is what's behind this whole move towards world government. This is what energizes the people in the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission. And many of them, of course, have amassed great wealth because they put themselves in alignment with the demonic forces. That's why they want to destroy America. And that's why we've got to expose them. My talk, The Forbidden Secret, it's an excellent DVD or video, comes with a syllabus, the 4-tape or 4-CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret. You must understand what's going on. Carrying a wonderful new book, many have come in my name, by Ray Young, and we'll be interviewing him tomorrow morning, and we'll be carrying the book. It's vitally important that you understand the spiritual forces at work in our society. They've infiltrated our churches, they've infiltrated our foundations, our corporations, our government, and they may very well have taken the minds of many of your friends. Understand what this is about and try to lead them back to sanity. Because we live in a world gone mad. There are only a few of us here who really understand what's going on. And everybody thinks we're crazy. Another dimension? Yes, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, how do you think a Ouija board works? They do work. The secret does work. You could actually attract to yourself a tremendous power and wealth and the things that you want, but of course at the cost of your eternal soul. For we live in a spiritual world, and the better we see you're on the right side. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. Denver.
Network, I'm Greg Moore. Police in London have linked a suspicious vehicle found near Hyde Park to the car bomb that was defused earlier today. Investigators say the second vehicle also contained explosives. This after police in London defused a car bomb that they say could have killed hundreds. A Mercedes was discovered filled with a lethal mix of gasoline, propane, and nails.